Thank you for calling Classy Video Membership. My name is Ann. How can I help you?
Hi, Ann. I'm having problems logging in. I was having trouble with the app. Does the app still work?
No, the app does not work, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So I'm having trouble logging in, and I did the year premium membership for like $2 and something.
Yes, ma'am. If you want to give me your email address, I'll look up your account, and we'll get you all straightened out.
Okay. It's Judy, J-U-D-Y, McGraw, M-C-G-R-A-W, and then an S, and then the word craft with an S, at gmail.com.
Thanks. One moment. And just verify your name and address for me, if you would.
It's Judy McGraw, and it might be 6111 Lawndale Avenue, Philadelphia, or 2636 Huckleberry Highway, Berlin, Pennsylvania, 15530, because I've moved.
Goodness, I don't have that name or that address under your account.
That is very weird.
Oh, you know what? I think, so it's Judy McGraw with an S and crafts at Gmail?
Yes.
And okay. Craft, is this?
And craft has an S also.
Right. And so on this account, is the address is in Ohio?
Oh, it could be. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Staying at my daughter's for a while and changed the address to her house, and that's on Ash Grove, zip code 43123. I can't remember her house number anymore.
Right. It is that zip code, but it doesn't say Ash Grove either, and it doesn't have the name McGraw. Do you have another name, ma'am?
Typonated with Bowen.
With Bowen?
Yes.
Okay. So the only name on the account is Judith Bowen.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And it does have a different address. And it does have an active membership in the system under that email address. Do you want me to change your address?
Yes, please.
Okay. And your name? I think we should have all that information correct.
Yeah, I really go by Judy McGraw.
Okay.
But you might have had Bowen because Bowen's on my debit card. I wonder if that's why.
Well, usually it's the information that you put in, and I do again have you as a premium member with an expiration date of January 1, 2022. So let me go in and get that changed for you. One moment. All right. So you want me to put Judith McGraw on there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And let's put your correct address in there, Ms. McGraw.
Okay. It's 2636 Huckleberry Highway, and that's Berlin, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And the zip code, are you ready for that?
I am, yeah.
15530.
Well, good, because I like to have all that information up to date for you. Okay, so you said you're not able to get into your account, so we do not have a Craftsy app. They're working on it, but we don't have one yet.
I went ahead and did away with the Blueprint app, right, and the Craftsy app.
Right, neither of them work.
Absolutely. Okay, good. All right, I just didn't know. So then when I went to the web and tried to log in, I couldn't log in there either. I tried to change my password and it wouldn't work.
Okay, let me go ahead and reset your password for you right now.
Okay.
Okay, and if you are at your computer, we'll see if you can get in and I can wait.
Okay, I have my phone here.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure how to do it on the phone, but I'm sure you do. So I reset you to ABC123, lowercase.
No, it says error, invalid username or password. Let me try it one more time.
Okay.
So weird. A, B,
A, B.
C.
Right. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a crazy thing. Not now. Let's see here. Okay, let me take it. Let me go in here and take out. Let me get it out of my keychain. So I think it might be overriding. Let me see here.
Maybe go to a different browser. But if you don't be careful, it'll log you out because too many tries.
Yeah. Well, what happens is because I have it in my keychain,
mm-hmm.
on my Apple phone, it will try to keep adding that wrong password in. It'll keep the one that's been stored. Why is this not working?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that type of phone.
This is really crazy. I can't even get this out of my phone because it's in here and it's wrong. All right, let me try this one more time.
Okay.
Lowercase, right?
Yes, ma'am.
A, B, B. It will not let me log in.
What's it say?
It says error, invalid username, or incorrect password. All right, let me see here. I think it is the problem with my keychain thing. Let me try this one more time. Other passwords. Okay.
I'm just afraid that's going to lock you out and I won't be able to help you. You sure you don't want to just like clear all your screens and try that one ABC123 again? Because
yeah.
I'm just afraid if you do it too many times, it will lock you out and I can't.
Yeah, I'm trying to take it out. I'm trying to get it out of out of the keychain completely. Let's see if I can even see because it just keeps doing that. Yep, it's so too many tried fails, but I was putting in ABC123. It won't go. The password in your keychain for Judy McGraw on craftsy.com is different. Do you want to update it? Not. I didn't.
Well, I don't know about.
Let me double check something and see if it. Yeah, I put it in correctly. There's something wrong with it.
Well, maybe when you go home, you could check your on a computer. I just don't know anything about the Apple phone, why it wouldn't work there.
Let me make sure I have the rewind. I have to have the username in because it locked me out. Well, I don't know. What happens now if I'm locked out?
It takes a couple hours, and then you'll be able to go back in, and I would maybe do it on a different device and use the ABC123 because that is what it's changed to right now. But
okay.
Your account is active, and I see it in the system.
Okay, all right. So I got a notice because I did that $2 and something back in the fall, and I got a notice that they charged my account for the $80-some. Can you see that?
Well, I see that you just paid $84.79 on January 1st. Yes, ma'am.
But didn't you offer a premium membership for $2 and something back in the fall?
I don't know anything about a $2 membership back in the fall. We have a premium membership right now, a promotion for $29.99. Our regular price for Craftsy is $79.99 when you go on the website. But we do have now for $29.99.
Is that only for new members?
No, ma'am. That would be for anyone who wanted to renew at the time.
Because I did something in the fall to renew. And let me see if I have an email about that. So how can I get that price instead of what I paid?
I'll try to give you that price for $29.99 and then refund you the difference between what you paid.
Are you still selling fabrics and things like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, we don't sell products or kits right now, but they are looking into it.
Okay.
So give me just one moment. I'll speak with the supervisor and see if we can't go ahead and
okay, that sounds great.
Give you a refund. One moment. Thanks for holding for me, ma'am. So I am able to refund you in the amount of $54.80, which is the difference between the $29.99 and what you paid on January 1st. So if you give me just one more moment.
Sure.
I'll process that refund for you. You are all set. You should see that refund 3 to 5 business days.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome. And thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.